So you raise a question about vaccine and the possible side effect of vaccine. I think that any kind of vaccine must be considered as a drug amongst others. So a drug, the real assessment of a drug is what benefit, what cost, what benefit, what potential risk, and what cost in financial terms. So, what benefit for vaccination against flu? I think that everybody agree now, for the time being, that this flu, for the time being, is a very mild form of flu. Okay? What risk? The risk is that this vaccine is developed in an incredibly short time. I've never thought in my life a drug developed in such a short time. So the risk for the population, as a scale of the population, are enormous. And finally, what cost? The cost is for is extravagant, because the main argument of drug makers to justify the price of their drug is just think about the time, the long time, years and years, or even decades to develop them. And now we are with a vaccine which is developing 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. So I think that this vaccine should be almost costless. It's a joke to make people think that it's possible to make all the relevant tests within 1 or 2 months. With a drug, normally you have a you must undertake pharmacological tests, a test in rabbits, rats, toxicological tests, which may be very long, and finally test in human subjects, and you can study, for example, what we call the long term safety. Normally, the vaccines are aimed at producing very long term effects. So, if they are supposed to produce long term beneficial effects, they are suspect also to produce very long-term side effects, such as autoimmune diseases, for example, such as multiple sclerosis. So it's simply not professional. It's, I think that the main thing that we can say about the situation is that that's not a professional situation. That's not the right way to develop and to introduce drug on the market. I've never seen that in 25 years of practice as a specialist of drugs.
Okay, Mr. Girard, the last question. Does to your knowledge, the new vaccine contain any substances that could as well have a negative effect on autoimmune system and multiple sclerosis, autism, etc., as you mentioned, some do?
One of the problems is that, first of all, because of the hurry of the agencies, we have very few information about the real content of the vaccine. Secondly, for example, flu vaccine, influenza vaccines are quite known as able, for example, to to produce Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome is a paraplegia, for example. And there is the additional question of what we call in English adjuvants, that is additional products in addition to antigens, and whose toxicity is quite badly studied. So the paradox is that the vaccines contain far more active products than a normal drug. A normal drug is generally one active product, and vaccines contain antigens, adjuvants, and etc. And they are far more poorly studied and assessed. That's really, I wait my word. That's scandalous.